Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Ches Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're getting close to the end of this very difficult simon, Taf Mem Zayin. It's a beautiful simon, but it is hard. It deals with the halachos of Taruvus. And we begin on the second line with the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, and we're going to have a number of statements over here that we'll then analyze individually, but first we'll read the entire Mechaber. And he says, whether you're dealing with bein chometz, you have a piece of chometz shenis ariv kodem Pesach that got mixed into something before Pesach, and now it's after Pesach, the ovar alav Pesach. The entire Pesach passed, and you have this mixture over here of chometz and Pesachika stuff. Or alternatively, bein shenis ariv be Pesach, or it actually got mixed in on Pesach, and now it's after Pesach, the ovar alav kol Pesach. So we're dealing here in both of these scenarios with chometz sheovar alav es Pesach, or if you had chametz that went through the entire Pesach, bein she'over ha-Pesach al ha-chametz, and now v'nisariv le'achar ha-Pesach. So in all of these situations, you either had chametz that got mixed in with Pesach because stuff before Pesach, it got mixed in with stuff on Pesach, or the chametz got mixed in with other items and it's not recognizable after Pesach. So in all of these situations, you now have chametz she'over alav es ha-Pesach, any one of these three scenarios. So the Mechaber tells us the halacha is, it's batel b'shishim. And in fact, it's going to be nullified with shishim over here. So in every one of these situations, min ha-Torah, it wasn't really an isser of bayirah or bayimotzeh, and therefore it's only also midirabbanon, and therefore the rabbis didn't institute their din over here of chomet she'ova lovas ha-Pesach is also b'hanah after Pesach, unless it was an isser da'araisa or bayirah or bayimotzeh. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. Now let's look at this and analyze this a little bit more carefully. We start with the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Alef, and he tells us the general rule that I just said. Haklal b'zeh, the overriding rule over here is as follows. The chametz she'over alav b'bayirah min ha-Torah, if you're over b'bayirah b'yimotzei chametz mid-da'araisa, and that chametz is left throughout Pesach, you're over the Yisr, and now it's after Pesach, it's no longer Asidi chametz after Pesach. But what about this chametz over here? Vishah also af achara Pesach. You now have this chametz in a taruves that was also mid araisa after Pesach. So it's also bachilu banor. So this is also, we know, the rabbis instituted, not only can't you eat it, but you can't get any hanor from it. And this is true. Vafilu im lo shah also ba'en. And as I pointed out already, this isn't true just for a loaf of bread. So this would be true for chametz that got mixed in with something else. So it's a mixture, it's a tarovus of chametz and non-chametz thicker stuff. But it was also midaraisa. It wasn't nullified, it wasn't enough to nullify it. What would be an example of this? Kigon shinis ayrid bepesach, for example, it got mixed in on Pesach when the din is that it's also with a mashu. Or alfilu kodem pesach, bishir muat. She'ain misbatel, or it got mixed in, but it wasn't enough against it to be mibatel it on a din d'araisa. And therefore, va'adayin yeshchiyav levaru min ha-Torah. In both of these scenarios, there was a mitzvah, an obligation, to be mivar this chametz mid d'araisa, because it was in your possession once the Isser of Pesach came around for you to own chametz. And therefore, there's a chiyav to be mivar it. So in this situation, even though it's not by itself, it's a tarovis, but it wasn't a tarovis, a mixture that was mivatel it, on a Doraisa level, also at Harovos la'achar ha-Pesach v'achilu v'anoah. In that situation, the rabbis did institute chomet she'ovar alav es ha-Pesach is also not only to eat it, but even v'anoah. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, avolim nisarev b'shior shu mizbatel mid'araisa. But if it got nullified on a Doraisa level, so there were 60 against it, let's say, and on a Doraisa level, it would be perfectly permissible to eat even on Pesach. However, the rabbis came along and said, after the Rabbanon, it's not batel, and it's also lashoso, and you're not allowed to leave it till after Pesach, you have to be mevayrit. In this situation, if you didn't listen to what the rabbi said, and you weren't mevayrit, im ovar, vishoha, and now it's after Pesach. So now, mutter bidieved af biachila. In this situation, the rabbis didn't say that it has the status of being also beachila of hanah. They didn't even say it's also beachila. You're even allowed to go and eat it, never mind getting hanah from it. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, od mevar b'siv zeh. This sif is further going to tell us, da'afilu im shoha chametz be'en. Even if you have a real piece of chametz be'en, Now, obviously, this wasn't allowed to be done. You're over by your Yamotze Daraisa. You have a loaf of bread over here. The also Bachil of Anoa, and certainly by itself, would be also Bachil of Anoa Midrabanan after Pesach as well, as being also, of course, on Pesach. But Zeu Dafko Kimoshu Be'en, that's only if this piece of Chametz is still intact itself. Be'en, it's physically there after Pesach. But if after Pesach you didn't realize this was the Chametz of Avodas HaPesach and then got mixed in with 100 other rolls, Avolim Nisariv Achar HaPesach with Dvar HaMacherim, it now is mixed up and you can't tell this piece of Chametz that is Aser from all the now perfectly Heter Chametz after Pesach that was made after Pesach. So in this situation, the rabbi said even over here that it's Mutter not only Bahanah, but even Mutter Ba'achila. Because after Pesach, there only goes there on the Chametz over here that was Be'en. Now, Bashir atarovus bazeh yivor lekamen. How much do we consider to be batel over here? How much is considered a tarovus? We're going to learn that momentarily. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Beis, and he writes Pirush. The Mechaber is telling us over here: Im nisariv kodem Pesach b'shishim. If before Pesach there were 60 against it, so therefore midaraisa it's batel. So then, in that situation, mutuli achra Pesach, it is permissible after Pesach. The rabbis didn't institute, it was only, quote, an Issad Rabbanon, they didn't institute another Issad Rabbanon, that it should be Chomech Ovelas HaPesach, is also be Achila and even be Hanoah. And therefore, this is according to, the Mishnah says, Hainu Av, even according to the opinion, Ladas HaYesh Cholkim Le'el B'Sif Dalet, to the more Machmer opinion that we had in Sif Dalet, that holds the Sirlu, the B'Pesach, Osir, that the reason why it's Osir on Pesach is not Midrabon, it's Mishun D'Choz of Inir. And Amashu is Osir on Pesach. So even according to that opinion, it says it is Choz of Inir, nevertheless, Mikol Mokum, even that more Machmer position, would not say over here that after Pesach, it is going to be also Bachila and Hanoah. Mikol Mokum, Im Nis Akev Adli Achra Pesach, if you shouldn't have done this, but you left it till after Pesach, everybody would hold, even the more Machmer opinion, Mutu Lekuliyama Af Bachila. Everybody would say you're even allowed to eat it. Next scenario. Vim Nisari Bepochos Mishishim Yorvalava Pesach. If it got mixed in with less than Shishim and Pesach then passed by, so it was still Osir Midaraisa. There was a Chiyuv of Bayiro, Bayimotze in this situation, then Osir. Then even after Pesach, the rabbis instituted their din of Chomich Yorvalasa Pesach is also Bachila and Hanoah, and it would be Osir in this situation to eat it or to get Hanoah from it. And because Ela Mechaber Lishitaso, this is the Mechaber according to his opinion that he said earlier in Simen Tov Mem Beis, Shesosam Leel Bereish Simen Tov Mem Beis, the over al Tarovus Chometz Kizayis Bevayira Af She'ein Bo Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. In this mixture, you wouldn't be able to eat an entire Kizayis of Chometz within a Kedei Achilas Pras because it was mixed in, let's say, with less than 60, but it's still a lot of Pesadikha stuff, so it was mixed in with 59. So you have 59 pieces of Pesadikha stuff for every piece of Chometz, and it's a large amount, so if you eat a Kizayis within a Kedei Achilas Pras, you're not going to eat a Kizayis of Chometz Bechdei Achilas Pras, and the Mechaber is going according to his Shita, that says that you're over here, even if you did not eat a kezayis of chometz in a k'dei achilas pras, as long as you ate a kezayis that included some chometz b'k'dei achilas pras. Therefore, kol she'ein bo shishim levatlo, if there wasn't 60 against it, so you'd be chayev over here with bayira bayimotzei, and therefore it would be also after Pesach, b'achila and in hanor. The issue footnote number 146 brings down, im heisiru es chometz matarovis, if they took out the physical chometz that was present. So then we learned over there in Simon Tov Ben Beis as well, Sheyesh Mitzadim, there is an opinion that says, Sha'af apisha tarovus ena pishnaya shishim me'achomez, even though it's still not bottled, there's still 60 of the taste against it, v'nimtzu sheyesh tam chometz, af achar sheyisiris chometz, you could pick out the piece of chometz, but the tam went in there, and there isn't 60 against the tam, and in this situation, we do say you're over in Issa Daraisa in this situation because of the principle of Tam Kik, or the taste is like Mamoshes over here on a Daraisa level. Nevertheless, Afapikain, Einhu Asura Liachar Pesach Banoah. The rabbis didn't institute an Issa Banoah after Pesach. However, Achila, you shouldn't eat still because we're Machmir. Because Ein over Maleh B'Issa Bayiroh B'Yamotzeh, because you're not over here on Tam, according to this opinion of Bayiroh B'Yamotzeh. There are those that disagree and say that you are over an Issa Daraisa even for Tam, and therefore you wouldn't be able to eat this Taruvus on Pesach Midaraisa because you're over by Rabbi Yamotzeh, and therefore after Pesach not only would be also Ba'achila, but it would even be also Ba'hanah based upon the principle that anything that's also be'achila on Pesach, and it's a issa d'araisa of bayirah bayimotze, you have the d'rabbanon of chamish avelas Pesach afterwards for issa hanah, certainly as well as achila. What should you do, lamaisa? He says, b'malkum hafsid b'ruba yesh l'hakil. Under extenuating circumstances of financial laws, you'd be allowed to go and get hanah from this item. The Mishnah continues and he says, "Vezeu dafko b'min b'she'eino mino." That which we're talking about over here is when something that gets mixed in with something else, the chametz gets mixed in with something that's not the same min as it, not the same species as it. Avo min b'mino, if it's the same species, then we don't say batel b'shishim, we say d'min haTorah b'ruba batel, it's batel b'rov. And therefore, in this situation, afilu, im nesariv cha b'trei, if it's only one mixed in with two, not with shishim, but only one against two. V'avro leva pesach, mutu biachila. He brings out from the Morgan of Rome. In this situation, since midaraisa, it technically is able to be eaten. So here, we say that there is no issur chomish avelas haPesach even midrabbanon after Pesach. In the Shara Sion, Os Kuf Samach Vav, he says this is the opinion of the Chok Yaakov as well, the Graz, and even though the Graz says that if it was chomitz nuksha, it would be also b'achila, he says nevertheless, l'divinyan tarovus kishe issur midrabbanon yesh lakol tvei, by a tarovus midrabbanon, you can be even more meiko, and he's cholik on the svar of the El Yerabbat, it says, no, they're equal, which is now what the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says, he says that no, b'achila it would be osur. You can get hanah from it, by achila it would still be osur. In Dishu footnote 147, he points out the Shara Tzion that we just brought down, and he says that it seems from the Chofetz Chaim that lahalacha one can be holding like the das of the matirim over here, the mekilim, and even be able to eat it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Abu Bahanah l'kul yamushari. Even the Machmir opinion says you can't eat it, would say that you're allowed to get hanah from it. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Kosva achronim the otzul arev chametz lechatchila kodem haPesach b'shishim." The post can bring down that you can't go and lechatchila when it's perfectly mutter to eat chametz. Take a piece of chametz and be mevatel with 60 of Pesach dikas stuff. Kidei lochlo Pesach, and this way you say it's a bottle, and therefore I want to go eat it on Pesach. So you're not allowed to do that. In the Shara Tzion Os Kuf Samach Zayin, he brings down. He says, what's wrong with this? Before Pesach, it's perfectly permissible. It's heter. You could eat the whole thing. Since his intention over here is the bedavka eat this on Pesach, it looks like you're being mevatel the yisur of chametz over here. That's why you shouldn't do this. However, b'di'eved, in Erev, if you did it, the rabbis didn't institute over here that it should be also after Pesach, because given the yesh mekilim l'orvu l'chachila, there is an opinion that says you can even do this l'chachila, so certainly even though we don't do it l'chachila, we say that after Pesach, the rabbis didn't institute over here that it would be also b'hanah. And the Chofetz Chaim says, he already discussed this in Simen Tof Nun Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot and Chof, which the issue footnote 149 reminds us that he wrote over there, she'evshav she'bishas adchak, under extenuating circumstances, you could even do this l'chatchila. Oh, certainly, if it's not extenuating circumstances, you shouldn't do this l'chatchila. But again, b'di'evit, there is room to be mekel. Dershu footnote number 148, however, adds that if you did this b'shishim, you were misarev it b'shishim before Pesach, but this was yavesh b'yavesh, where we say that the din is that it is chozer v'niyah b'Pesach, so then we already learned in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, shemutu levashel es hatarovis kodem b'Pesach. In this situation, if you want to make it that it shouldn't be yavish v'yavish, so it should be chozer v'niyah, you can now cook it before Pesach, and in this way it disintegrates, and it's now considered lach b'lach, and lach b'lach is not chozer v'niyah b'Pesach. An interesting application of the dinim that we've learned. Then the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, you can see in Sivkot and Kuf Samaches in the Shara Tzion, this is from the Tur and the Bach, and it's Muchach over here as well from the Pri Chodosh, and this also appears to be the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Avomutu la'ari b'shishim kidei l'shoso adach ha-Pesach. Before Pesach, you can mix this chametz and be mevatel it with shisha, because there's no problem of being mevatel iser when it's heter, and then you can keep this till after Pesach, and that's not a problem, according to all these achronim. Sivkot and Kuf Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Pirish, he's telling us over here that the next item that the Mechaber said, whether Bein Shinis Arev over here, we're talking about a situation where it's Nisarev on Pesach itself. Pirish, Shinis Arev Bishogi, of course we're doing here by accident, but Pesach Bishishim. V'ovar Bishah, and now he left it over here, and it's after Pesach. Afilu b'mezit shari, even over here, if he had done it b'mezit, it would be permissible. So certainly when he did it Bishogi, it would be permissible after Pesach. Because the lo avar min haTorah beba'ira. Because technically he's not over ba'ira be'yamotzi once it's in a mixture over here. Of course, when it was alone, of course he was over by Yerubah Yemotzi. But now that it's in a mixture, he's no longer over by Yerubah Yemotzi min haTorah, and therefore, umutu le'achar Pesach afilu b'achila. The rabbis didn't even institute any Isser in Achila, certainly not in Hanoah. However, Abel Erab b'meizid, but if he intentionally did this over here on Pesach, then dino ki mevatel isser l'chachila. Then it is like he's mevatel isser l'chachila, which we learn about in Yeridea Habavura b'Yeridea Simin Tzadi Tesiv Hey, and Ayin Sham, and see what it says over there. And over there in Yeridea, it tells us that in bitlo isser b'mezit hareza osel mevatel, you're not allowed to do this for the person who did it, as well as the person who he did it for. Now the Taz over there brings down from the Yamshel Shlomo, from the Marshal, and he says, Shein hadvar mamurim ela b'mi shen bitlo b'shvilo, that they did it for that person. However, that person knew about it. Sheyodeya shemavatlin b'shvilo. V'noach lo b'yose bitlo, and he's happy about it. Then it's also for that person as well. But if he didn't know that the guy was doing it for him, then it's not also for him. However, he brings down, shebemako ma'aser, in places where they said that this is going to be also for him, whether he knows about it or not, then it's also only for him, l'chol b'nei v'eso, as well as for the person that did it and that one that he did it for their entire households, it's also. Afal pi shem lo yodu mi'abitl, even though nobody knew about it. On the other hand, he brings that from the Kiva Eger. He says, Shanira, from the Shelos Achuvas of the Rivash, shagamim lo yada shemavat l'mavuro, even if the guy doesn't know about it, there is no room to be mekel, mikol makom osur. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Kuf Ayin Aleph, he reminds us that you're not allowed to do this. You can't leave it over till after Pesach, because Chometz b'Pesach is afil b'mashu z'oshel ha'soso, so you should have burnt it on Pesach. Nevertheless, if you didn't do this, mikol makom, lo ed ma'is v'daim, since you didn't do something over here, it mixed in by accident by itself. So even if you mixed it in b'mezid, it would still be permissible. So when it got mixed in by accident by itself, so since you didn't do anything with your hands, and after Pesach, the rabbis will not go over here an additional chumrah, that it should be also b'achila v'hanah. The issue footnote number 150 brings down, however, from the Chazon Ish, a more mekel opinion. He says, sha'at in irvu b'mezid, even if you did it b'mezid, it's not considered mevatel isser l'chachila. Why not? Because technically on Pesach, you still can't eat it. You aren't mevatel anything, because it's also v'mashu. And all you did was prevent the din d'rabbanan from kicking in after Pesach. So he says, that's not called ein mevatel isser l'chachila. So technically, you didn't do anything when you mixed it, because it's still aser. And therefore, he says, after Pesach, even b'mezid, if you mixed it, it would be mutter, b'achila, and hanah. Finally, we go to Sif Katan Kuf Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that if it got mixed in, the chomitz that you had, that was you were over by Rabbi Yemotze, and now after Pesach, that chomitz got mixed in. Rosh Lomar B'shogeg, you're talking here about B'shogeg, because Avol Emeir B'mezit, if you did it B'mezit, Harei Bitl, this will be a dime. If you did this intentionally after Pesach, then you're Mevatel Yisr. This was Aser, and you're Mevatel L'chatchila, so therefore, the din would be, Dino Kimur B'yoridea, in Simen, Tzadites, Sivav, Ayin Sham, go look over there. And what is the din? So, the issue footnote number 152 tells us that there it tells us, Afilu Issa Darabonon, also Levatel L'chachila. You're not allowed to be Mevatel L'nissa L'chachila, not only a Daraisa, but even for the Rabbanon. However, Shulchan Aruch over there says, Shem Hu is Arif Shalom Bekavonon B'Dovrache, if you did this unintentionally, even though you did it, V'lo Yadai Behetik, Yadil Levatel Issa, now you got, it's not batel b'shishim. You mix it in with 30, but now it's going to be a significant loss for you that not only is the original chametz aser, but now the other 30 that are mixed in there are also going to be aser. Then you're allowed to add 30 more and be mevatel this aser over here. That is the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Shulchan Aruch is cholik over there and says you're not allowed to do that. That's still called being mevatel isser l'chachila, and it's not allowed to be done. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Hey, where he writes, everything that we've been talking about now, we're talking here about a liquid getting mixed with a liquid, or a solid getting mixed with a liquid. The shear ba'am b'notzei tam, because the shear is no sin tam. Avol, even asarev yovish b'yovish, if it's a solid with a solid, b'chol hanigav neshetzir ha-mechaber, in all the cases, afilu chad b'trei bottle. Technically, it's one going to be bottled in a majority of two. U'mutalach ha-pesa b'chila. In all of these situations, you could even eat it after Pesach. The rabbis didn't kick in over here, because it's only in Issa d'Rabbanan. Furthermore, v'da, The Ba'ofen Basra Shetir Mechaber. The last case that the Mechaber wrote over here. Shemesar Leachar Pesach Umatzuko Bav Shishim. That you need 60 against it when there was Chametz after Pesach. That's only Zeh Apidas Hatur. That's the opinion of the Tur. Avokam Aposim Cholkim Azeh. They disagree with the Tur. Usrilu and they hold the Kishesar Leachar Pesach Ben Mimino Ben Shalom Mimino Berubasagi. It's enough to have Berov, whether it's its own species or another species. The Lo Kansu Lesu Binesar Leachar Pesach Kishehetter Rav Olea. They weren't making an additional knas over there. Should be Chometz Shavu Leachar Pesach if it was Batal Berov. Because of Achronim, the Achronim say, "The Mokum Hechzer Berubo V'Shasetrak." Under extenuating circumstances of financial loss, Yesh L'Smoch L'Hokin. You can rely upon this one-maker opinion. With this, we conclude today's shiur.